GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. The Computer Geeks in Spacious Studio 7A, Chris Downs from Chris Downs Computer Room, and Chris Quimby from Mid-Coast iPhone Repair. Before we hit the break, there was a listener that wanted a little more information about, what was it, fellas?
Unlocking devices.
Yeah. And there's two different ways that people could mean that, because you can have like an unlocked GSM phone or CDMA phone, which basically means it would work on different carriers. I'm assuming the customer means to unlock it if you've forgotten a password to get information out of it. Mm-hmm. Assuming that that was the intent of the question. No, not really. And I recently, well, I was on TV this morning talking about what to do if your device is lost or stolen, and I had one of my customers last week that had their device stolen, their iPhone, and it was abundantly helpful and comforting. All of those passwords that annoy us and that we forget all the time, that she had 2,900 photos that she had collected over the years on her iPhone, and because you couldn't easily get in there, the person that stole it couldn't easily get in there, and she had everything backed up. So thankfully, no, it isn't easier. The flip side of that is, if you do forget your password or enter it too many times wrongly on, for example, an iPhone, it will disable the iPhone. Mm-hmm. And the only way you can get through that is to restore it, which will remove and delete all of the pertinent info like contacts, photos, and whatnot that has not been backed up. So remember your passwords and keep your device backed up and don't get it stolen.
Chris Downs, what insight do you have for folks concerning this?
Well, I remember back when stealing iPhones was such a big problem, the government, especially California, actually pressured Apple to make security tougher on their devices. I think that's when they went to, you know, basically twisting your arm to get you to log into the iCloud whenever you set up your device. So now, even if you erase your iPhone to get past a passcode you forgot, the phone's going to come up and ask you to sign into your iCloud account. Mm-hmm. And there's just another level of security, which, yeah, is annoying. Passwords are the bane of our existence, but yeah, if your device is gone, you'll feel pretty good that it is secure.
Yeah, I think passwords are kind of like your insurance premium that you have to pay all the time. It stinks until you need to use it, and then you're really happy that it's there.
Who remembers passwords when you have this facial recognition on the iPhone X or higher, and you don't know what your passwords are? And then you're really literally stuck looking at your phone.
You don't have them on a post-it note under your keyboard?
I learned that. I learned not to do that.
Or write them on the back of the iPhone.
Right.
Put a tag on the iPhone.
Yeah, exactly.
My password is 1234.
You have to be smart enough to operate this smart device.
But the inundation of technology has been so quickly upon us. I mean, when you think about the whole realm of history, and in like 10 or 15 years, how we've been overrun by this, and people are still catching up, trying to learn how to reformat their lives and the way that they think about things in order to accommodate this and have it be an asset and not a liability in their lives. So we're all struggling trying to figure this out.
We got a heap of text messages that are now in. I call it the lightning round if you guys want to be able to tackle some of these topics. At 1-800-966-1039 if you want to call it in. But this person texted us. I have a Motorola Droid Z, and after doing the most recent 8.1 update, I get voice and data roaming triangles that I cannot get rid of at the top left-hand corner of my phone. There appears to be no fix for this, at least that I can find. Any insight, fellas?
The only insight I have is kind of welcome to the club. I know that doesn't help this person, but Apple, Microsoft, and apparently Motorola often push out updates that kind of mess things up on us, and they force us to take them.
Yeah, I have little experience with Motorola's. What I would say, and you may have already done this, is to first check with your mobile carrier, because other people may have had that problem. They know what to do about it. Mm-hmm. And then check with the manufacturer, see if they would offer any sort of a warranty, if it's within a warranty period or something like that. Other than that, I have no advice.
Back to the debate over what case best protects your iPhone. This person writes to us, I have a Pelican case. It's even better than the OtterBox, which I had before. Pelican makes multiple sized cases. We have them for some of the camera equipment that we have and use downtown. My OtterBox proved to be incredible, this person writes. While hunting, I dropped my phone and ran over it twice. Thorough. Absolutely no damage to my phone. Nice. And yes, it was the Defender case, yep. The OtterBox Defender case.
Everybody's got their favorite.
And you know what's interesting? I have people that will say that they think that iPhones break more than Samsungs, let's say, for example. Uh-huh. But one thing that does happen, it's probably true with both in all manufacturers, is you can do an awful lot of damage to break a screen on a phone, but it usually protects the internal components, and it very rarely will bend or warp the case. Would you agree with that, Chris?
Yeah, unless you run it over with your car twice.
Oh, well, yeah.
like that fellow was lucky, a fellow... lady, whatever it was.
What do the computer geeks think about the new liquid screen protectors for phones?
I haven't bought into that yet. I see technicians pushing it. Seems a little smoke and mirrors to me. Yeah. I'd have to see it, feel it, and try it to feel confident in it. I'm still putting tempered glass screen protectors on devices, including my own.
Yeah, I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical by nature with a lot of things, but I don't know. I tell my customers it's just like wearing your seatbelt in your car. It's another level of protection, but don't ever assume that it's going to mitigate the possibility of you breaking your screen again.
I did have a phone come in with liquid glass, if that's what we want to call it, mm-hmm. on their device, and the screen was still broken. Mm-hmm. I also get many devices with tempered glass on their screens, and their device is still broken. You know, it all depends on how you've dropped it, what you dropped on it, what you ran it over with.
As in any industry, there's a lot of gimmicky things out there.
Mm-hmm. Someone's after your money. This yep. person writes to us. This is interesting. My laptop hard drive died. What about cooling the drive in my freezer to help get my data? If it works, I do have access to liquid nitrogen.
I don't know about liquid nitrogen, but occasionally putting it in your freezer actually does help. I've seen it happen. I think basically what's happening is the metal is just shrinking just slightly, and things might start spinning again. Hmm. Put the drive in a Ziploc bag. It's worth a try.
This person writes back to the OtterBox versus Pelican case. My iPad flew off my car 45 miles per hour. I'd left it on the roof.
Wings.
Yeah, I'd left it on the roof. OtterBox protected it, not a scratch.
Nice.
Good.
Must have landed at just the right angle, though.
It's good for people to consider, too, that Chris and I have businesses that are based on people breaking their devices. So while we want to support this kind of behavior, we do have mixed feelings yeah. about it.
Everybody, please carry your iPad on the roof of your car. Highly recommended.
I'm sorting through a lot of this stuff. Any Christmas suggestions from the two of you? Because we won't get to talk to you, but for after the new year. So here comes the ho-ho-ho holidays. And I don't know if an electronic device or some game is the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, don't buy new stuff. Get your old stuff fixed. I know a couple of guys that can take right care of you.
Santa!
I'll be honest, though. It is fun. I've had many situations where I'm part of a surprise, where someone's getting something fixed or buying something and I'm helping them set it up for someone for Christmas or their birthday. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of personal satisfaction to be part of a surprise like that.
I would say maybe not a specific gift idea. I mean, we talked about accessories a little bit, I think, last time we were here or the mm-hmm. time before. But under the assumption that some young kids will be receiving their first mobile device this Christmas, parents might like to be reminded of programs like Our Pact and other ones online that allow you to manage what the kids see online and how often they're online and when they go online, because that can be just the bane of a parent's existence, I know from personal experience.
Well, if you can't answer your questions, I've got a couple of great-grandchildren who are about 2 or 3 years old. They can solve all your problems for you, because they'll grab my phone and say, oh, Grandpa, you've been... they'll start scrolling pictures.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing what they are learning so fast.
It's amazing. And I tried to tell my 20-year-old son the other day, just like what he doesn't appreciate about the inundation of technology and what things were like when I was a kid, and the TV would... You had 3 networks and the channel would shut off. They do the Star Spangled Banner and the TV would shut off for a few hours at night.
Yeah.
And you had to get up and walk to it to change the channel.
Right.
Oh, that was crazy.
And Wizard of Oz was on once a year, and boy, we'd wait for that like a holiday.
I think it's irritating is they don't know what a test screen looks like.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you couldn't run those today because there's an Indian head on it, and it would be seen as being politically incorrect.
Is there?
You can't do that.
No, not all of them. They run color bars with a tone.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about the old test pattern.
How old are you?
Don't you remember?
He's very
that?
Old.
I was from Presque Isle.
Was it colored?
Come on, man.
I'm trying to picture it.
What about letting your child have data? Do they need it for their phone?
I'll chime in on that. When we had a family data sharing plan, I think we split 8 when my kids were like in their late teenage years when they started getting devices. And you could set limits. If you call your cell phone provider, you can say, well, I get the most of them. My wife will get so many based on how much she needs. And then I would tell the kids, you get like a gig or a gig and a half or something. And, you know, it made more sense that the parents would have more, but that also taught them how to budget it. And recognize that they had to probably just use it. They couldn't be streaming YouTube videos and whatnot. So I think it's not a one-size-fits-all. If you feel like you can trust your kid and you need to give them a little bit more to see if they can prove themselves trustworthy with, I think giving them a little bit allows them to have it there for emergencies or small needs.
What do you think, Chris Downs?
Well, they use the word need. I mean, it's really up to the parent what you want your child to have. And maybe they're asking the question... maybe they're trying to form the question wrong. Maybe they're asking, why do you need a data plan? If you're at home or you're on a Wi-Fi network, you're not using your data. If you're out on the road and you don't have a Wi-Fi connection, that's when you need data on your device. Maybe that helps answer the question.
I just bought unlimited data, got rid of the internet, I don't have Wi-Fi in the house.
Is that fast enough for you?
Yeah.
You watch a lot of games and stuff?
I watched 2 games simultaneously last night. Everybody told me that's a mistake because when I go down to Florida, I was using too much data. So I said, all right, I'll go unlimited. And I don't have any Wi-Fi in the house. Games come in clear as a bell.
So here's one instance where you might want data. If you have your kid has a cell phone and your main interest in that as a parent is for safety, and you're used to, like, our family had a group chat on Facebook Messenger. If you're not connected to Wi-Fi, the only way you're going to be able to communicate back and forth is if you have the data. Now, if you were just doing the regular texting app that goes through your service provider, you wouldn't need that. So it depends on what your technological infrastructure is for your house.
And you also have to watch carefully to see if unlimited data, but when you approach the end of the month, they can throttle you.
They say they throttle you, but I've never had a problem. I use a lot.
It's because you're George Hale.
No, they don't know.
That's right.
I watch movies. I watch games.
That's right.
Not a problem.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.